Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, this will be fun today with Sue off. We're going to hand off Sue's news to Ethan Hannaford, who is our relatively new producer. He took over for Abby a couple of months ago, so Ethan's going to do Sue's news. We have the mayor of Grafton, Mike Morrow, in the next hour. Details on the construction of the National Memorial of Military Ascent, which is really going to be amazing. And then along the lines of Veterans Day, Mark Sunlov is with us, who is the director of the Soldiers Memorial downtown. I'm sitting right across from the Soldiers Memorial on a beautiful, beautiful day in downtown St. Louis. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Boy, you could not have wished for better weather on this day, could you?
No, absolutely stunning. And yesterday as well, it's been just fantastic. Beautiful day for Veterans Day today.
Well, we did a parade yesterday in Florissant, 97.1 FM Talk did, and it was great. We had a great turnout in a lovely, lovely community. And you got a lot going on over at Soldiers Memorial. So give us some details here this afternoon.
Yeah, so we did the annual parade. St. Louis parade was on Saturday, this kind of the traditional day. Which so unfortunately we did get the rain Saturday, but coming into today, we have the museum and the memorial are open. We did a special ceremony this morning with the Alliance Française. This is the French alliance who. Over in the UK and Europe, they still remember this day as Remembrance Day and look back to World War I and the losses and the sacrifices that were made there. So they come every year and do a wreath laying here at the memorial.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's very moving. In the U.S., Veterans Day has kind of changed from that original Armistice Day to incorporate all veterans who have served at all times and a little bit more celebratory. But for a lot of Europeans, it's still a day of almost like our Memorial Day where you're remembering those who you lost. And so they come each year and do that wreath laying, and it's a special day.
I love to hear that. And, along those lines, let me just say this, that, I was in Europe for the first time in a while about a year and a half ago. I went to Barcelona and to Madrid. I got to reunite with some friends from Valencia, Spain, that I'd visited with when I was 18 years old, way back when. And we got into a little bit of a discussion about not necessarily politics, but just the state of the globe a year and a half ago. And I came away with a very strong impression that some of my friends, at least in Spain, they may have had greater appreciation for the sacrifices that American soldiers have made over, the course of history than maybe even some Americans. They had deep appreciation for, the freedom that we afforded them. And I was rather touched and impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you bring up a great point, Mark. And, I think that a lot of Americans don't really have that understanding or appreciation of just how thankful so many European nations are, certainly our allies of World War I and World War II, but other places as well where the American fighting soldier, has gone and fought in the name of democracy and helped people all across the globe. It happens, it begins with our really the story of our country, and it continues on to this day. So, so it's, a lot of thankfulness and a lot of respect from those countries for what we've been able to do for them. And then in return, their assistance to us as well. I think, French or France being the classic example of how much assistance they lent the U.S. military during the Revolutionary War and helped us gain our original independence. These things are always meaningful. And November 11th now for 106 years has been this very special day for remembering the service of our military.
So do you have special things that you would like to point to that people might be able to visit at Soldiers Memorial or anything along those lines, Mark?
Yeah, you bet. I think the thing that we have going on right now is it's called the Ghost Army, the Combat Con Artists of World War II. And this is a special exhibition that's here at Soldiers Memorial for the next 2 months. It's free to visit. But the Ghost Army story is, the way I phrase it is that I tell people it's the most fascinating story about World War II that you don't know yet or you haven't heard anything about yet. And it's the story of the U.S. Army using multiple techniques of deception to basically confuse the Germans as we were moving across France after the Normandy landing. So we after we had landed at Normandy, about a week later, the Ghost Army came in with 1,100 men who were serving in this unit that could effectively portray or deceive the Germans into thinking that they were two full-size divisions. So that's 1,100 men portraying up to 30,000 soldiers. And this
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And just when you think, you know, I've studied a fair amount of World War I, World War II history, and that's one I've never heard about before. And if I had, I think I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah, and it was classified up until 1996. So any, you know, older adult like myself, you know, it just was never part of the curriculum.
Right.
You know, it's not a story because it was classified. And now that the more we learn about the Ghost Army, we really understand just how important they were to the war effort. You know, a couple of notable things, as Patton had moved across France, he had opened up a gap in his line about 75 miles wide, and it was very precarious, to say the least. And so they put the Ghost Army in there, and mostly through sonic deception, were able to convince the Army that hole in the line didn't exist, that there was an actual fighting unit there. And so this exhibit, you know, delves into basically the four styles of deception that they used, which were visual deception, sonic deception, which is sounds and things that you hear. Then they did a lot of what they called radio spoofing, which was, you know, fake radio calls going over the airwaves. And then finally, their last style of deception, they called it special effects. And these were like very detailed things like wearing the correct patches, making sure that the bumper markings on their vehicles were representative of the units that they were trying to fool the Germans about. It's a great story.
That is unbelievable. And I'm looking up a little bit. I guess they were more recently awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for that story, because I'm doing a little homework here as you're, you know, sharing the story. That is really amazing. And it looks like there have been maybe some movies that have sort of featured this storyline. But, man, you'd think that would be a major Hollywood production to focus on something like that. What a cool story.
Yeah. There is an outstanding PBS documentary. It's a one-hour PBS documentary. It's produced and directed by a guy named Rick Beyer. And Rick is actually going to be here at Soldiers Memorial on November 24th. And there's probably not a better person in the country that knows this story better than Rick. He's been working on it for 20 years.
Well, Mark, I would love to, you know, I have limited time because I have another guest coming up, but I would love to be able to hook up with you and Rick when he's in town and talk a little bit more about this, because that is certainly something I'd be interested in highlighting. I got to get over and see the exhibit. And you're open today, right? We should let people know, obviously, on Veterans Day, the Soldiers Memorial is open if you want to visit.
You bet. Absolutely, Mark. I thank you so much for your time, and then hope folks can come out and take a visit.
I'm going to have Fred follow up with you because I'm very interested in continuing the conversation. So Mark Sudlove from the Soldiers Memorial downtown, he's the director. Thanks again. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Take care. On this Veterans Day. It's a beautiful day to come downtown St. Louis. Nobody's here. There's no traffic. Come visit Soldiers Memorial. We're going to visit with my friend Chris Smith, who was shot 3 years ago the night before Thanksgiving. An amazing story coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.